RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
3 on the play clock. Rodgers out of the gun, looking to the end zone, and it is incomplete! Incomplete and no flag! The Browns have pulled off the upset!
That was definitely interference. I'll have to look at the film on the second and third down.
So, you heard the call. Jim Nance on the call in Cleveland, and the pass to Martez Valdez-Scantling falls incomplete. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, apologies. And the Browns beat the Steelers 13-6, and then that's Aaron Rodgers after the game complaining that he thought Denzel Ward should have been called for pass interference. I didn't see it on the replay, but I guess he did. This was an ugly football game. And yeah. Shador Sanders comes out, and he's playing decent football in the first quarter. They go up 10-0. At the point that Harold Fannin left, and he left after the touchdown catch, Shador was awful after that. And then anytime they had a decent gain, there was a penalty on the play, and it would come back. The Steelers should have had a couple of pick sixes that they dropped, one they got tackled. They could not move the football.
Yeah, it was weird. And even the touchdown was a weirdly thrown ball. It seemed like Shador was having trouble with his grip. Mm. And that ball was an underthrown wobbler, and two defensive backs could have played the man or the ball,
and they ran
and both
by
decided
it.
To do
oh, yeah.
neither.
Yeah.
They abstained.
Yeah.
Look, I think Aaron Rodgers was a big culprit here, and I think Aaron Rodgers, he always wants to get rid of the ball quickly and all of that, but I think they really shunned the obvious screen game, and he tried to push the ball to the sidelines and in the slot 3 to 5 yards downfield, 5 to 9 yards downfield, and it was a failure. I mean, to throw the ball 40 times and accumulate 168 yards through the air is almost impossible at the NFL level. And then if you look at Miller, Valdez-Scantling, and Adam Thielen, right? So he completes 21 of 39. He throws the ball to those two receivers 21 out of the 39 attempts. And out of those 21 attempts to those guys, they catch 8. I mean, bro, the wide receivers weren't going to get it done.
8
like,
for
it wasn't,
80 yards.
It wasn't going to happen. Like, 8 catches on 21
eight
targets. For 60 yards. Like, dude, it was Gainwell and it was Warren all day long. Just check it down to them and let them get the yak. All you needed was one more touchdown. Or if Boswell doesn't miss a field goal, which very rarely happens, you could have won it on a field goal late. I felt like it's another Arthur Smith debacle. Rodgers getting caught up in the last 3 weeks where he was pushing the ball downfield with Metcalf primarily and trying to lean into wide receivers when that part of the game plan seemed like it was going nowhere. The Washington injury hurt.
Yeah, broken arm, so he won't play next week.
But Jason, it's personnel too. It's back-to-back years. You had one guy. You had George Pickens last year. You had DK Metcalf this year.
Yeah.
Your receiving core is horrible, and it's magnified when your top guy's out. They have no one to throw the football to. And that offense was limited with DK Metcalf, but Rodgers had been playing well of late. But they just can't move the football with it. The Browns had 41 yards in the second half and won.
Yeah, Shador was trying to give them the game.
They had 41 yards. Oh, Shador, that interception where he threw it back across. That was a total
punt. One of the few times they had good field position in the second half.
But to your point, some of the play calling. The fourth and one where you're throwing it deep to Scotty Miller.
Yeah,
that was That was chef's kiss. And then Tomlin, I bring it up constantly. He is so uber conservative.
Yeah, scared his own shadow.
Fourth and five with 9:51 remaining at the Browns 46, you punt. Yep. And then the next possession, fourth and six with 5:01 remaining, you punt. And then you go for it on the fourth and 10.
How about that?
Because it makes sense.
You gave Cleveland a field goal by going for it when you had all three timeouts. The Browns aren't moving the football. Punt the ball. Like, instead, you get, and the Browns played for the field goal. They had third and five.
This is also, they weren't putting that in the air.
There were several times in like third and five or less, or even some of the fourth and six, where I just was like, not that Rudolph is by any means super athletic, but if they put Rudolph in and just ran a pitch play with Rudolph and Gainwell or Rudolph and Warren and made them defend the quarterback a smidge in the run game, like, they moved the ball pretty good with Warren. Like, I mean, it's not like Aaron Rodgers should be some sacred cow.
Yeah.
Like, if they would have got him off the field for a more athletic quarterback in some of the short yardage stuff, they probably sustain a drive enough to win the game and clinch the division.
So let's spin this forward a little bit. No DK Metcalf. The two-game suspension got upheld. Darnell Washington broke his arm. He's not playing in this game. It sounds unlikely that Calvin Austin is playing in this game. And TJ Watt is a highly unlikely to play in this game. So where do we go from here?
That way, Ben's making me look good on the YouTube.
Oh.
Which is impossible.
Yeah.
Less bad.
I like the hat.
Where do they go from here? I don't know if they can pick somebody up off the street. Somebody who's been released in the last couple of weeks who might be an upgrade over what they have. they're Watt or not, Highsmith played his ass off.
Yes, he did.
Like, they're going to have to get after whoever the Ravens quarterback is. They're going to need turnovers. I mean, this is not breaking news. The defense creates turnovers. They're going to need their kicker to be better than ours, and he is. They're going to need an explosive playoff special teams. I'll take Danny Smith's unit over Chris Horton's. Like, that's the same old story. Like, how does it happen the way it happens all the time?
But I'd
also say, even with me crapping all over the receiving options, I can't say I'm confident with this Ravens secondary going against anybody at this point.
Melton. They couldn't stop Bo Melton with a backup quarterback.
Would it surprise me if MVS or Janu, like, I don't have a ton of confidence in them completely shutting someone down right now. Rodgers didn't complete a deep ball for a month, and it was bombs away at M&T.
Yeah. So you got and for what it's worth, Harbaugh said they came out of Green Bay healthy. So other than the Lamar of it all, they will have everybody, and possibly even Justice Hill we'll see on Wednesday for this game.
But make no mistake, that is – you can't lose that
That's
game
a terrible
if you're
loss.
Pittsburgh.
No, no.
You can't.
No.
Lose that game if you're Pittsburgh. And you look at this stat now. The Steelers are 0-4-1 in their last five games against teams 8-plus games below 500.
And a reminder, the Browns scored 10 points in the first quarter. They didn't score again till the end of the game when the Steelers, for some unknown reason, decided to go for it on 4th-and-10 from their own 20 and gifted the Browns 3 points. Like, this was a game that was there for them.
It's a horrific loss.
Ravens and Steelers, Sunday Night Football for the division. That means Baltimore Game Day Uncensored will be at 5 o'clock on Sunday, live from Barrel House Live. I think it's you, me, and the Bone again, Jason. So running it back.
Yeah, pinch in again.
Yeah.
I thought you filled in pretty admirably for Vinny the other day.
I was a little off my game. I hope somebody out there went in on the Malik Willis too.
You did? You did?
I brought it up. You did. I brought it up with Ben. I brought it up with Jeremy. I meant to play it before I got in my car and drove home. I did not. By the time I got home, he had already scored one. I still should have played the two. I told you.
One more note from Harbs from today. He said, quote, if Lamar's ready to go, he's playing. So if Lamar says he can go, Lamar will play in this game Sunday night. But it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
Said in the open, I'm done questioning the Derrick Henry. When's he going to fall off? Like, this guy's different. He's built different. He is so into his body, spends all that money every offseason, and it pays off because he's playing his best football down the stretch. Broke into the top 10 all time in rushing yards. How high could he go? We'll get into it next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It's not a fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TAM, and the floor is yours.
Derrick Henry really is a freak. And that was on full display Saturday night. A 31-year-old running back getting a season high 36 carries. Season high in carries, rushing yards with 216, touchdowns with 4. Missed tackles forced with 9 and rushing yards over expected plus 97.
That's good, Bob.
Like Henry, and we had the conversation for a few weeks. There was a month stretch in which Derrick Henry had 50 yards rushing or less. It was 4 straight games, and it wasn't really
the first time since his rookie year.
Exactly. Wasn't all that efficient at all. And that was when Justice Hill was healthy. The offense seemed to be doing better with him. And then Keaton Mitchell got worked in. But in the 11 games since then, he's averaging close to 105 yards rushing per game. And in the month of December, when traditionally he has been at his best over his career, 538 rushing yards in December, leads all running backs by 86 yards. 357 yards after contact, leads all running backs by 53. 21 missed tackles, that's second. 11 runs of 10-plus yards, that is tied for first. And it's even more insane when you think about the age context of it all, because you can check it. There's been plenty of articles written about it, studies. But when you hit 30, you fall off a cliff as a running back. And if you have a good year at 30, you could still fall off a cliff at 31, because the amount of just pounding that these guys take, and especially at Derrick Henry, who's been a workhorse going back to Bama, going back to high school when he ran for 12,000 yards in four seasons. What he's doing at 31, and considering the fact that Lamar Jackson has missed several games, and when he has played, he hasn't been nearly as effective.
I just wanted to let you know, the 36 carries, he hadn't had that in games since college. It's a career high.
Well, like, and that's why you do wonder about what's on the other side of that, and we'll get into this more tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. But like, at age whatever, 30, whatever, 3,000 carries under his belt, can you keep going 35, 35, 30? I don't know.
He was asked after the game about it. He goes, this is why I train for it.
I understand.
He's third in the NFL in rushing yards. His 5.1 yards per carry is tied for the third best of his career. And last year at 5.9 was his best. 16 rushing touchdowns, tied for his second best. His rushing success rate this season, third best of his career. Doing it at 31, coming off a year in which he almost ran for 2,000 yards, and he's already 10th most rushing yards by a running back age 30 or older, and he had the tops last year. And there's only two running backs that have two top 10 seasons age 30 or older, and that's Walter Payton and Tiki Barber. What this guy is doing is special, and now he entered 10th all-time in rushing. He passed Tony Dorsett on Saturday. He's got 12,892 rushing yards. And, guys, he's 700 yards away from 7th. He's 1,300 yards away from 6th. Like, he's easily going to get into the top 5 in rushing. And with him, it's about 3,800 yards away from passing Walter Payton for 2nd all-time. I can't rule anything out with this guy.
He's also, with the 4 touchdowns, he's 4th all-time in rushing touchdowns. 2 behind Marcus Allen, though.
Like, there's some backs that just are freaks and break the mold. And look, Frank Gore wasn't having this type of efficiency in his 30s, but he played for forever, and that's why he has the third most rushing yards in NFL history. But I think this guy's going to play as long as he wants to play, and I don't see him falling off a cliff dramatically. Like, is it going to be like this? No, but it's not the magic carpet that it was last year, and it's still a phenomenal season.
Look, he has continued to defy logic and reason and generational data and father time.
He's one of one.
Like, in some ways, though, like this stretch in December where Lamar missing a game, Lamar not playing well, Lamar really being hampered, and he's still putting up these insane numbers far and away the best. Like, it's almost similar to last year in that sense when you grade it on a curve in that way, considering the circumstances, considering the offensive line is not as good as it was last year. Like, that's what makes this year even, like, crazy.
Well, this wasn't the perfect storm as we had a year ago. Like Lamar Jackson had as great a season as any quarterback's ever had, and that opened up huge holes for Derrick Henry. Like, then Lamar comes out this year, and after Buffalo, he's not running at all. And the line started to get exposed, and it stood to reason, Derrick Henry is not going to be nearly as productive, and he's going to end up with 1,500 yards somehow.
Easily.
He's 31 yards away from 1,500 yards. Oh, and he's got 16 touchdowns this year. It's obscene is what it is.
And if he gets another touchdown on Sunday, that would tie a career high in rushing touchdowns. Career high.
Well, and the reality, too, is I mean, they can, you know, I'm sure they can still whisper sweet nothings into the ears of people in the media who will always parrot their talking points, but their defense is garbage. So the only way, like,
oh, totally.
The only way that they're winning in the playoffs
the
is with their defense.
Yes.
Like, so,
100%.
Like, sell out to stop Derrick Henry and then if beat up Lamar Jackson to Zay Flowers 10 times can beat you in the playoffs, so be it. But, like, I think the game plan will be quite obvious. And teams have sold out to do it, and they've had success doing it. But I can't imagine any defensive coordinator looking at these guys in the playoffs wouldn't be like, I'm gonna watch what Jimmy Schwartz did in the first game. I'm gonna watch what the Steelers did in their first game against them. I'm gonna be willing to run blitz. I'm going to sell out to try to take him away behind the line of scrimmage.
Well, that's where I was gonna get to is the Steelers game. And he had 25 carries for 94 yards. So under 4 yards per carry, but he still had volume. I could see them, even if he's having similar success, to have that many carries just to keep the defense off.
Oh, I think you better.
You better.
And if it's Tyler Huntley, absolutely. Like, Tyler Huntley ain't pushing the ball down the field. And as we spoke about earlier, it's unlikely T.J. Watt plays in this football game. But as you brought up, Jason, Highsmith had a great game. Harmon's back. Hayward's still there. So that they've got guys in the front that can
Herbig
play.
Herbig might be back for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Harmon didn't play in that first match.
No, he did
too.
Not.
That's what made it more impressive.
Coming up next here on the show. By the way, at the bottom of the hour, we'll take your calls for 410-583-1057. But who's going to be the Ravens quarterback Sunday night? Who should it be? We discuss next here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Our confidence in Tyler is a real big positive, a real plus, but it doesn't factor into whether Lamar plays. If Lamar's ready to go, he's playing. That's it, for sure.
That was John Harbaugh earlier today. Called Tyler Huntley a big positive, but Lamar's ready to go. He's going to go. Tyler Huntley was 16 of 20 for 107 yards and a tutty. That touchdown pass to Zay Flowers. He also rushed 8 times for 60 yards. So he was very good, but he's limited. So who should be the quarterback Sunday night against the Steelers?
If Lamar Jackson's medically cleared to play, Lamar Jackson's their quarterback. I don't think there's any, like, two ways about that. You're now starting to see people, owners who passed on him when he was actually available, are now using their minions and fools in the media to push out there that, well, we might be interested if he's available this time. Lamar Jackson makes $60 million, about to be more a year, for a reason. Tyler Huntley was on the street in August.
They tried to quit him.
And these guys didn't want him back. And nobody wanted him until the Browns had 3 quarterbacks get hurt at once. And that's not demeaning him in any way, but that is the difference in caliber in terms of passing the ball, playing the position in its totality. Now, a one-game one-off where you're playing rugby and the running back, who we just documented as a freak unicorn, is pissed off because you didn't give him the ball a week ago, and he's running super angry. And you keep the fullback on the field for 40-some snaps and just destroy people? Like, sure. But that's not going to work trying to win a Super Bowl. And there is no comparison between Snoop Huntley as a quarterback and Lamar Jackson as a quarterback. So, now, as to the Lamar of it all, this is a tricky injury. And it's back and it's near the spine, and I don't know what this week's going to hold. It's going to be, if he doesn't play in this game, there's going to be a group of people out there who will use it as more empirical evidence to uphold their version of his career, which I think a lot of those people held negative views of him from the giddy up and probably have never have been reticent to acknowledge that he's had generational season after generational season. I don't think there's any part of him that doesn't want to play in this game if he can play in this game. But that's where, like, that's where the mystery will be. And how does the back respond, and how much do they try to have him do during the week? Do they put him on ice till Friday and see what that feels like? It's the kind of thing that sounds like it could be easily aggravated. So we'll see. If they want to throw the football in this
game, that's the thing.
Lamar Jackson is...
he's the answer. And by the way, and we talked about this right after the Patriots game, he wasn't running at all. He didn't seem to have any burst, but I thought he saw the field in that game early better than I'd seen him see the field in a long time. And he can make throws, even limited, that Tyler Huntley can't make.
Yeah, like Harp said, if Lamar's good to go, you're playing Lamar Jackson. It's not really any sort of argument conflict for me. It is what it is. But obviously a back injury is extremely tricky. And my guess is if he's not practicing by Thursday, he's not playing in this football game. And he's missed Wednesdays several weeks in a row. So if he misses Wednesday,
that's not going to happen.
But if he's not on the practice field Thursday, I think it's going to be Tyler Huntley. And with Tyler Huntley this year and really his career, he's a game manager. When you're in situations like you were Saturday against the Packers, where it's third and manageable, that's all you want with him. He's not going to push the ball downfield. He's going to get rid of the ball extremely quick. The 14 third down attempts they had, only 4 of them were longer than 5 yards. That's Tyler Huntley's zone. 5 yards and in, okay, perfect. Do a quick hitter, move the chains, and that's what they were able to do. They were excellent on third down because Derrick Henry's not taking any negative plays and Huntley's not really taking any sacks. With Huntley, in order to be successful, You can't have plays for a loss. You can't have plays for no gain. You have to stay on schedule.
You can't play from behind. And this defense can easily make you play from behind.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who the other quarterback is, within reason.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's Dylan Gabriel, okay.
Let me construct a scenario. So obviously, I'd rather have a healthy Lamar Jackson than Tyler Huntley. But what about Lamar Jackson at 60% or Tyler Huntley? A Lamar Jackson
I don't know if they would clear him at 60.
No, but okay, say it's at 65, 70%, but he wants to go. And we've seen that he doesn't want to run, but he's obviously can push the ball down the field, but he's going to make mistakes, whereas Huntley hasn't made mistakes yet. Again, I'm just asking the question. Well, they've won two games against playoff teams this year. Huntley started both those games. Is it something that is up for discussion?
Well, if Lamar's cleared to play, Lamar's starting for me. Now, Huntley's not my third quarterback. He can come in anytime. I can make managerial strategic decisions about putting Huntley on the field whenever I want. He's not the third quarterback.
No,
right?
He's just the backup.
He's the backup quarterback. Cooper Rush, maybe he's even up, whatever. Use that spot differently. So you could tell me, if you put Huntley in on third and short, it's a tell. Well, I got news for you. Every snap with Huntley's a tell because you never have to defend the ball downfield because he doesn't try to throw the ball downfield.
No.
Can't really throw the ball downfield. So you want to bring him in to play around with pony packages and mesh points, and is he giving it to Keaton? Is he giving it to Henry? Is he keeping it himself? They go for it. I'm not against that. I'm not saying Lamar has to play every single snap, even if the game plan starts leaning into more and more mesh point. Use them both. But the idea that they would put Lamar down so that Huntley could play just tells me you don't know anything about football. If that's the argument that people are making, for overarching strategic reasons, we're not going to play Lamar, we're going to play Huntley, that's asinine.
No, it's insane. This is for your season. There is no tomorrow. You're playing against the division rival Sunday Night Football. You're going to want Lamar Jackson. There's no... Has Huntley been fine? Absolutely has. Give him credit for the Packers game, and it certainly helps that Derrick Henry ran for over 200 yards. But
getting people to buy in that I'm never going to get the ball thrown for me, and hey, D-Hop, go out there and block another 17 steps. It's cool. We're going to do it once in Lambeau while waiting for Lamar to come back. To think that you're going to get that buy-in, to think you could even run Henry 35 times and have Ricard on the field for 50 snaps at this late in the year, as physical as they play, and that everybody's going to be okay with playing rugby, that's Neanderthal. It's not going to work.
And I agree with you, but I guess the buy-in would be if what we do succeeds, we play in a playoff game. That's what you're selling. If we win and the coaching, I don't know that I agree with this, but the coaching staff says, we this is a win or go home, maybe we give Lamar an extra week to rest up for this playoff game, but if we do this way and we win, the playoffs is what I'm selling you.
You got a guy who's done things that maybe two or three people in the history of this league have done, can do, would think of doing. You got a guy who cannot complete a downfield pass over 10 yards. Doesn't really have the arm strength, doesn't have the ball placement accuracy. Are we playing football or are we playing, it's Pittsburgh Steelers. This is not a team that hasn't lost all year that's played defense like the 85 Bears. I'm going to try to beat this really mediocre team with the best player on my football team. Call me crazy, but I'm going to be if he's cleared to play and he thinks he can play and he's not overly hobbled by this, then I'm going to use the guy we've paid more money to than anybody ever before to try to beat this 500 football team that just lost to Shedeur Sanders. I'm not going to say, let's wait another week and see what happens with the guy who was on the street who couldn't beat out Shedeur Sanders.
No, but he's beaten two playoff teams.
That's fine. Okay, and how many playoff teams has Lamar beaten in the history of his career?
But he's beaten none this year.
Okay.
I love Lamar Jackson as well as anybody, but he ain't this Lamar Jackson isn't that Lamar Jackson.
He also beat Chicago before the Ben Johnson thing really started. And then
he beat Chicago.
He beat the Packers literally doing nothing but handing the ball off and running for 60
yards. Managed the game. Had a couple key runs. He quarterbacked.
Ricard and Henry beat him.
He quarterbacked it.
4 air yards per attempt.
It was a perfect
he
plan.
He managed the game.
He's a perfect
he
plan.
He managed the game.
I'm just throwing it out there.
You're throwing 4 yard passes while the running back's getting 6-8 a carry. You're throwing it for 4, and you're telling me he beat a playoff team.
Yeah, they won. He was quarterbacking. Didn't turn it over.
I don't know if he was quarterbacking. He was rugbying.
I saw him throw a touchdown pass.
I don't know a lot of rugby positions. I mean, otherwise, he was... Like, I don't know. I wish I knew some rugby positions.
Yeah, I don't either. I've tried to watch rugby, and I hate it. But alas, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Where are you as the Ravens are having themselves essentially a playoff game Sunday night in Pittsburgh? Win, and they host a playoff game the following week. Lose, and the season's over. 410-583-1057. And what about this defense, which stinks? Your thoughts. We hear from the people next. Ravens beat the Packers. Steelers lose to the Browns. We have ourselves a playoff game. Sunday night football. Ravens at Steelers. Win, and you host a game next week or the following week, and you lose, and the season's over, and we got packed phone lines. 410-583-1057. Let's go out to those phone lines and talk to Mark in Baltimore. Mark, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey there.
I mean, we're talking about a two-time, should-have-been three-time MVP. If he's able to play, he's got to play.
Yeah.
With that said, Lamar usually, you know, has signs of whether he's got his game or not fairly often early in the game. If he's out there not moving well, you know, throws a pick or two, you know, getting sacked, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to, you know, pulling him out of the game if he just doesn't look healthy or look normal. But, you know, this question of we should start the guy that threw for 106 yards over a three-time
53 of it, yak.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, come on. You know, Lamar is, he is what he is. He's one of the best quarterbacks in football. You know, you can say what you want about everything else, but when it comes to playing football, he's one of the best in the league. And if he's ready to go, he's ready to go. You're not getting anywhere without him.
Yes.
Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057. Maurice, you're on the Fan.
What's up there, gentlemen?
Hey there.
I want to start this off by saying the Ravens were one poorly officiated game from having this already locked up. And I'm talking about the game with Pittsburgh here.
Mm-hmm. Likely.
And not only likely, the field goal thing, then there was a third call in that game that was, the Rodgers, fumble that Teddy Buchanan picked off that they overturned.
Yes, that one, and DK Metcalf caught the ball bobbling on the sidelines and went out of bounds. They called it a completion. Nobody really saw that, but I did. But I think the Ravens will win this game, and my only problem is John Harbaugh and Todd Monken was forced to use Derrick Henry how they should have been using Derrick Henry all year long. And if you watch the game Saturday, when they panned the camera on the Ravens sideline and you saw Derrick Henry, you didn't see that same Derrick Henry look on the sidelines all year because Derrick Henry was happy. They finally riding me. They finally giving me the ball. He wants the ball.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
If you looked at Derrick Henry on the sidelines, he didn't look like the same Derrick Henry when they panned the sidelines all year. Derrick Henry all year was looking angry, upset, you know, just tired of everything. That Derrick Henry Saturday was the Derrick Henry we should have been seeing all year long. I don't care. You don't have to run him 36 times. Run him 25, 26 times.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
Appreciate the call. I'll say this. They did run him 25 times against Pittsburgh. Now, you pointed that out earlier. They, 25 for 94, I think, was the
less
total.
Less than 4 yards.
Derrick Henry, but if you pan to him on the sidelines, he's usually pretty stoked. Now, the end of the game, when they're putting the cheese grater on his head, he's all happy. But while the game's in doubt, Derrick Henry's kind of poker face.
Well, look, I think he's a prideful guy. And he came here for a reason. And he re-upped with them for a reason. And I can only imagine what's going through his head when Harbaugh's telling the world about conversations between Keaton Mitchell and Willie Taggart.
Yeah.
And it's like
rotations.
I mean, come on. And I think through his actions in this football game and how angry he ran and how violent he was, I think he was telling you that these clowns kept me locked up in that cage. I had more to give
Mooks.
Last week.
Well, it's crazy to think. And you said in the open, Jason, where that game, him getting that type of volume just makes you more pissed off
in
the Patriots game. Because if he got 36 carries against New England.
Dude, if he got 22, lights out.
Well, I'm just saying, if he had the same, he might have gone for even more than 216 against New England.
Yeah. New England did not want any parts of him. Let's go to Ian and Timonium. Ian, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Big fan. Love listening to the show.
Thank you
get me through my afternoons a lot. And pray that you and your families have a you know, wonderful holiday.
You too. Thank you.
I just want to start by saying that the Sun, the Baltimore Sun, has been a joke. And now that they're owned by Sinclair, they're even more of a joke. But this is eerily similar to 2001 when the hit pieces came out on Lamar Jackson about him not in a building, getting treatments for his injury. You got the, you know, the Sammy Watkins talking about Lamar.
2021.
It's kind of coincidental that now that the Ravens have been struggling, Lamar Jackson's injured now, the same guy that wanted the video games out of the castle is the one that's staying up at night playing video games and sleeping in the meetings. It's kind of coincidental that that's a case all
it's
of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I'm not to bag on, you know, Mike Preston, but I'm sure he was fed that information by someone in the castle. I'm sure he was, just like it was last time when it was contract negotiations.
That's the thing, though, right? Because 2021, we're getting ready to go to war with Lamar again.
Appreciate the
call.
And
here we are. Getting ready to go to war with Lamar.
Yeah.
Not, we learned from the last time, let's get a deal done before Josh Allen's next deal. No. Then we had Joel Corey on the show.
Yes.
Right after Josh Allen got done, who represented players for years and is a professional analyst now in the business of the NFL. We had Mark Levin on, who literally helped Lamar do the contract, ran the salary cap and negotiation portion of the NFLPA for 20 years. Worked intimately on Lamar's deal, and he's like, yeah, they cost themselves a lot of money again by not getting ahead of this, and if Lamar wants to wait it out, he's got them dead to rights. And now we start hearing about this, that, and the other about Lamar, the same guy who, when they practiced the exact same time last year, did things no one in this town thought a quarterback was capable of.
No.
Just happened. Yeah. With the same practice schedule, same everything.
Yeah. Same deal.
Now, what's happened since then is the GM has pooped his pants about 20 straight times. Like, he pooped the draft. He pooped the trade deadline last year, the trade deadline this year. Like, the first round corners aren't any good, wouldn't start on good teams. The safety can't even play safety. He's a will linebacker because they need him to try to crutch everybody else up. The $20 million linebacker looks even worse than last year somehow. Like, we can dissect what's changed around. They didn't invest in their offensive line at all. And he came out and told you, don't have much to do this offseason. I'm going to watch some safeties in the draft. He drafted one who doesn't make any plays on the ball, like none of his defensive backs make plays on the ball. But Lamar playing video games is the problem. Sure, go look at the Houston Texans roster. Go look at Denver's roster. Go look at the Chargers roster. And then really ask yourself, how many of these players on the Ravens defense would start for those teams?
410.
It ain't many.
583-1057. Greg's in Owings Mills. Greg, you're on the Fan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. And happy holidays to you and yours.
Yes. Jason just got us in the holiday spirit.
I echo everything that's already been said. But I am concerned about Pittsburgh is going to be hunting the ball. And Dirk does still run with that one hand on the ball. So that's my only concern, fellas. I'm going to hang up and listen to your reply.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah. Steelers defense gives up a lot of yards, but they force a lot of turnovers. We've seen Derrick Henry fumble multiple times this year at critical moments. I guarantee they're going to be trying to punch the ball out.
We have a bunch of – do you want to take calls again at 415? We can do that. 410-583-1057. We got Jonah Schaefer coming up next, but we'll take more of your calls coming up at 415, 410-583-1057. But Jonah Schaefer, IA Hall of Famer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He was at Harb's presser today. He's next here on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it.
With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.